This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And over the last couple of days, Sean freaked out on Tommy about the King of New York debate. That continued off air, and then it spilled on air, and then Tommy walked out on him. And during this last commercial break, Sean and I and Tommy are still arguing about Abdul Carter wearing 56.
You're listening to a New York Giants circle
twerk on WFAN. You're being a history snob, and you're projecting your history snobness on the rest of us.
I have great respect for the history of the New York football Giants. It's a shame you guys don't.
Huh. Tommy, I just brought this up to Evan off air, so I'll bring it on air. Evan's theme today about the Knicks and Celtics has been nothing in sports is impossible, right? So he is saying how embarrassing it would be. Do you think that Abdul Carter could ever become Lawrence Taylor? I said, well, you're the one who told me that everything in sports is possible. So now the third overall pick with this much hype can't become Lawrence Taylor?
I'll tell you why. Is Michael Parsons Lawrence Taylor?
Not yet, no.
Was Khalil Mack Lawrence Taylor?
That's where you go, Khalil Mack.
Was Miles Garrett Lawrence? Name any great defense. No one has been for 30 years. So, what are the chances that Abdul Carter is better than Lawrence Taylor? What are the chances, you ask? I'm going to give you a mathematical number.
Okay.
Because you're right. It's not impossible. Abdul Carter could turn out to be the greatest football player of all time. The odds of that happening, where he is better than Lawrence Taylor, is 0.0000001%.
Okay. All right.
Am I wrong?
Volley back to you. If you had to make a guess right now, 25 years from now, is Abdul Carter in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
No.
Are you kidding me?
It's tough to be a Hall of Famer. You're acting like it's
tough
a lot.
Tough to be a Hall of Famer?
Yes!
Hines Ward's in the Hall of Fame? You don't think the third overall pick in the draft's going to Hall of Fame?
How often is the third overall pick elected to the Hall of Fame? You act like it happens every year.
Pretty sure. Brad Pitchett's a high clip.
You know what? Do the research.
I'm going to do it.
Go back to 1990, right?
All right.
And give me all the number three picks until... You got to cut it off relatively soon because obviously guys aren't in the Hall of Fame if they were drafted in 2017. And while the number will be good, it's not a near certainty. I mean, the guy hasn't played an NFL game yet. You put him in the Hall of Fame.
Hines Ward's not in the Hall of Fame, by the way.
He's not?
Not
who
yet.
Was I thinking of?
Who knows? My argument, though, to Evan was for a whole generation.
I just assumed.
No, quite the assumption. For an entire generation of Giant fans, Abdul Carter could be their Lawrence Taylor.
We brought up
DeGrom and Seaver. If DeGrom wore Seaver's number, if the Seaver family was okay with
it, I would have hated it. And I love Jake. I would have hated it.
Why?
Because you retire a number for it to be retired.
But it's not our number, and it's not our decision
As a fan, I have every right to be. I have an opinion on it.
You can have an opinion on it.
Well, that's my opinion.
What I'm saying is that if it's up to the family, it's up to ownership, and it's up to the players, then who are us to say anything
about
it?
We're the fans. What do you mean, is it up to us?
But I think you'd scream and yell about it for a day, and you'd get over it in 2 or 3
days. I got a good one. Let's just say, we don't know this guy's career is going to happen. Barry Sanders gets drafted third overall and asks for 56. Would that be an insult to Lawrence Taylor if he wore 56 his whole career?
Yes.
He's Barry Sanders. Sanders, he was taking third overall.
I understand how great Barry Sanders
Andre
is.
Andre Johnson.
Taking a number off of a legend's back, I hate it, bro.
Larry
Fitzgerald. I don't
know
what to tell you.
But then they become legends. Also,
wait, use your own number. Pick your own damn number.
If you went with your season ticket set up at the Bridge, Madison Square Garden, the Rangers have two numbers that are retired by two different people.
I'm aware.
So why can't
Knicks have it too? Yankees have it too.
Okay,
I get
so
it.
So why can't that happen with the Giants?
Because it's a screw up. They should have retired the number earlier. That's usually what leads to the double retirement numbers.
I gotta tell you, of all the losses you've taken in arguments, this is your biggest.
Oh, no. This one, I've got the right people on my side. Trust me.
So why don't we?
Mike Francesa is on my side. Yeah, Joe Beningo's on my side. Every self-respecting sports fan who appreciates history is on my side. Anyhow, the Yankee lineup is out. They are planning on playing tonight. I know there is rain in the forecast, but it looks like there's going to be a window tonight for Yankees Padres. Trent Grisham's leading off again. It's Grisham, Judge, Ben Rice protecting Aaron Judge, which I love. Goldie, Bellinger, Volpe. Volpe in the lineup despite that scare over the weekend on Saturday. Austin Wells, 7. Oswald Peraza getting the start at third. And Yorbit Vivas getting the start at second base, batting 9th. DJ LeMahieu is now back playing rehab games. Mm-hmm. He's played second base multiple times. I think he's 2 for his first 6, something of that nature. So you could get DJ back relatively soon. Obviously, Jazz, unfortunately, is going to be out for a while. This will be a big test for the Yankees because they are facing one of those really good National League teams.
They
and
are.
As you know, Sean, the National League is... I don't want to say anything. No, they're good. The National League is good.
I got to tell you.
I'll leave it at that.
No doubt about it. I mean, look, the Cardinals win the AL East. Can you believe how great they are?
Now, if you look overall, the National League is far superior.
Great.
Who's the best team in the American League right now, in your opinion? Not record-wise. I think it's Detroit, but who's the best team in the American League? Like, who's the team to beat in the American League?
I actually think it is the Yankees, as much as I hate this.
No, by the way, I agree with you. It wasn't a trick question. It goes back to a point I made to you guys back in early March, mid-March, when Gerrit Cole got hurt, which is, I know you're down, but who's the team to beat? Like,
they have the best player and the best pitcher, Fried and Judge.
Yeah, so Fried's off to an incredible start. I feel bad for Tommy, because Tommy and Sean made a preseason Max Fried versus Clay Holmes bet, and Clay has been outstanding. Like,
yeah.
Tommy feels like he should get a victory. The problem is Max Fried's the best pitcher in baseball.
Max Fried's going to be starting the All-Star game, pal.
He's going to win the American League Cy Young at this rate.
Yeah, but I assume at this point, Sean, or people that thought I was nuts, figured at this stage this would be a landslide victory, and Holmes has been able to keep pace.
Nah, don't move the goalpost, bro.
Don't move the goalpost.
The bet you made was who's having a better year. It wasn't moved to, well, Clay's going to have a really good year. It's just Fried's going to be better. It was who's going to have a better year.
Yeah.
And so far, it's only a month, so take a deep breath. But so far, Max Fried is clearly ahead.
But had I told you, Evan, that Max Fried would get off to this start, you would say that Sean has a huge lead over me, and I would argue he really doesn't. Like, is matching, not matching, but he's close enough to where, hey, I got a shot.
I mean, I give him this. Max Fried is 2 awful starts away from Clay Holmes jumping him a little bit.
You know what we need? Those two facing each other in a Subway Series.
No, but you know what? We're not going to get it.
We're not? It doesn't even time out that
way? No, it could time out, except Mendy already proved last year with Severino he's scared to start ex-Yankees.
No, that was Sevy was scared.
No.
I think that was a Severino thing more than it was a former Yankee thing. So Juan Soto's not going to play in those games?
I bet you lunch Clay Holmes does not start even if he's on track. They'll find a way to manipulate it.
Why don't you ask, Tommy, the guy who charts the Met rotation months at a time, to give you a little heads up on where this is going?
Hey, Evan, can you give us a little heads up on where this is going?
Sean, do you think I should give him a heads up on where this is going?
Yes, you should.
He doesn't have it. That's why he's...
No, I do have it.
Oh, you do?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Keep in mind, rain in the forecast this week for the Yankees.
So assuming the Mets don't insert another 6th starting pitcher, and they don't have to because they have off days coming up, Clay Holmes would pitch right before the Yankee series, the Wednesday before. They play on Friday, but there's a big caveat here. The reason I think Tommy has a shot to get this to happen is that I could see Mendy saying, you know what? We want to give everyone an extra day. And they actually insert a 6th starter in the middle of that Pirate series, also a light team to go up against. And that would move everyone back a day.
Dude.
And that would set up Clay Holmes to pitch the opener against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium.
Clay Holmes is so valuable to the Mets down the stretch in this rotation. They are not testing, shaking his confidence. You are going to get the Severino treatment. He will not pitch at Yankee Stadium.
All right,
mark my words.
Short-term bet, because it's only a week and a half away. I've given you the numbers, Tommy. It lines up for Clay's day to be Wednesday, May 14th. They play the Yankees 2 days later, so they could easily push him back if they want to add a 6th starter. Do you think Clay Holmes starts against the Yankees, or do you think Sean is ultimately right and the Yankees try, or the Mets try to keep this in line so he doesn't face his former team?
That's a loaded question because I don't think they're going to push him back, but I don't think that's to avoid the Yankees. I think that's just part of the pitching lab, Jeremy Hefner, the plan, the whole deal. I think the narrative will be that, oh, you could have had him in that series, but they like to stick to the plan.
Tommy, right? I'm going to impersonate somebody. You let me know who I am. You know who I am?
Yeah, the Rangers.
No. You want to try again?
Submit a job?
No, I'm Carlos Mendoza, too chicken to start ex-Yankees.
Well, that's not true because he's not in line to start against the Yankees, as Evan put out. And by the way, Yankee fans, when you see Clay Holmes, remember, don't boo, don't cheer, turn your back on him.
Very good. We'll get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. We will give you a handy guide to the long, illustrious history of New York versus Boston in the postseason coming up this hour. Plus, if you listen to Friday's show, we had a debate because I never knew about this. Should they rule errors or hits in 8-year-old Little League? Because to me, it's like, just give the kid a hit. Why call it an error? We promised that we would ask WFAN's Brandon Tierney his opinion on the subject. We recorded it. We will hear from BT because he is the judge in this little debate. We'll get to that coming up this hour. Let's go to Nick in New Jersey. How are you, Nick?
Hey, how we doing, boy?
Whoa, how's it going? You got some dogs over there. And you know what dogs are? Sorry, they're dudes, and they do damage.
Yeah.
I got two Bernese Mountain dogs, sorry.
Wow.
Listen, in terms of the King of New York debate, here's how I settled this. They're both great players, but only one of them's clutch when it matters most. So the answer is Jalen Brunson. That's my 2 cents there.
Hmm.
The other thing with Carter, asking for all, 56, asking for 11, like, It started when the NFL started letting guys wear whatever number they wanted. Like, I hate that. Like, I'm for tradition. I like my defensive linemen in the 90s. My linebackers in the 50s.
I'm with you, Nick.
I hate these single-digit numbers. I hate that Brian Burns wears number zero. Like, zero is a basketball jersey. Like, respectfully. Like, I don't know.
Respectfully to basketball?
Respectfully. Or if you're a light-hitting shortstop for the New York Mets. I totally get that. I also look as when you make the decision as a franchise, whether you're the Knicks, the Nets, the Mets, the Yankees, and I bring them up because they all have very different bars for the numbers they retired. Like, I'm a Brooklyn Nets, New Jersey Nets fan. Their bar for retiring numbers is far different than the bar that the Yankees have had, than the Mets have had. But
what are you saying?
That,
Vince Carter's not Casey Stengel?
No, I'm saying, all right, you want me to put this in a blunt English for you? Yeah. Jalen Brunson's already advanced more times than Vince Carter did.
I agree.
So, did Vince Carter really deserve his number being retired? Not really. No, I still went there and celebrated him. I appreciate him as a Net. So, I don't think I'm a hypocrite when I say that. Same thing with Keith Hernandez and Jerry Kuzman and Daryl and Doc. I was always anti-retiring all those numbers. I appreciate it. But once you do it, it's over. Like, once you retire a number, there's no, actually, let's take it off the wall for this guy.
But hold on.
Then you shouldn't have retired it to begin with.
But isn't that what we're saying? Once you unretire a number, it's over?
No. Once you retire a number, no. It's over.
Once you unretire a number, if your excuse is the guy's dead and his family agreed, that's not right.
If your point is, if your whataboutism in this is, hey, the Giants unretired Ray Flaherty,
yeah.
And that's, well, I didn't like that either.
Yeah, okay, but
doesn't make it. Okay, so that makes it okay to then rip the number off the wall for Lawrence Taylor?
But what it makes it okay with is I can't crush Abdul Carter for wanting 56 and 11 when the guy picked in the first round the year earlier got the wish of unretiring a number for him.
I can, and I am.
Okay.
Gabe is in Wayne, New Jersey. How are you, Gabe?
Hey, guys. Well, thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
First of all, Loogie, how dare you denigrate the name of the great Aaron Judge, a.k.a. the regular season King of New York. How dare you, sir? How dare you? All right? So on that note, I do want to say the 34 games in, season's over. Season is over. The Yankees are done. All right? It's over. All right? And I got a couple of reasons why, but I really want to know why you guys are convinced that this is the best team in the American League. I thought that the Tampa Bay Rays, based on
because the American League sucks. You want me to be blunt?
They do. They do. They do.
So there's your
agree,
answer.
Here's
so
why
then
the Yankees suck.
Go ahead.
Why the Yankees suck more.
Go ahead.
Why the Yankees suck more.
Good.
You take Aaron Judge and Max Fried out of the equation. This is a below 500 team, and I'll tell you why that matters.
But Gabe, you don't even have Giancarlo Stanton or Luis Gil yet, and that's pretty big. Your second best pitcher and second best hitter.
Talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
So they've already done this without those two parts, so Gabe?
Oh, no. But we've done what against these two parts? We've beaten some mediocre teams and lost to some absolutely garbage teams?
That's baseball!
What am I supposed to be impressed by? That's hold on. We're talking about the best team in the American League here, though. I'm
Gabe, they're not under 500. They're leading the AL East by two games here in May.
But this goes back to, and I don't want to denigrate the Detroit Tigers, but, I mean, Zach McKinstry and Gleyber Torres and Riley Green, like, that's the middle of their order. That's the other team we may be talking about, or the Seattle Mariners, where Julio Rodriguez looks lost the last 2 years. Like, this is good, and this is not to degrade the Yankees, though I know you took it this way whenever I would bring this up in the fall or the spring or whenever the hell we would talk about it, or actually the winter. I named every season but the correct one. The reason why, despite being a flawed team, the Yankees still have an excellent chance, in fact, a better chance to go to the World Series than the Mets. I'll say it again if I stuttered. The Yankees have a better chance to go to the World Series than the Mets. Doesn't mean they're the better team, but because of the league.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you.
Well, when have I disputed that? I've been mocking you with that for months now.
Because this was the point I tried to make when you and Tiki and Tommy jumped down my throats when I said the Yankees should be trying to build a team that could beat the Dodgers. And you said, well, how can you worry about that?
No. Because that's not what I said.
Because the American League, they've already built a team that could beat everybody in the American League. It's how do you beat the Dodgers when you get there?
No. That's not what I said at all. Don't misinterpret my
but
words.
That was my point.
No, you don't build as a league. You do not build a baseball team in one league to beat another team in another
but
league.
If you've
that's
already,
crazy.
No, but they've already built a team that could beat everybody in their league. So what's the next progressive step? Beating the best team in baseball when you get there.
But that's not how baseball works. Like in basketball, did Leon Rose construct a roster to beat the Boston Celtics? Sure, it's a matchup league. In baseball, you're just trying to get better. That's all you're doing. Okay. You're just trying to get better. And while the Yankees may not necessarily be better than they were a year ago, I look around this league and I say, they still have a great chance to go to the World Series. Like, ask yourself this. I want everyone to play this game. It's May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. There's a bug that's following me. Is it because I had a banana this morning and it smells the banana scent on me?
Yeah, it's the banana it smells.
Or maybe it smells my dog, Dudley. I don't know.
Or your armpits because you still don't use deodorant at 42 years old?
No, I did today. Axe.
Oh, that's the reason why then. It's probably attracted to the sweetness.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, because if you're not used to it, then a fly notices something sweet that's new.
You saw that as a great opportunity to talk, didn't you?
I did. I did, Evan. Thank you.
You could have said it a lot quicker by saying get more bees with honey. By the way, nice sweatshirt today. Would we all agree with that? Evan looks very sharp.
This is the nicest Evan has looked in weeks.
Now, I promise you this. This is not a setup when I tell you, okay? Because you're all going to think, here we go. This is not a setup. What I am wearing right now is a comfortable hoodie.
I love it.
That was sent to me by Flag and Anthem. And I want to thank Flag and Anthem because I woke up on Saturday morning. There's a big box. And my wife's like, there's a box for you. Would you order?
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, crap, I'm in trouble. What did I order? I have no idea. And I'm like, honey, I don't know what the hell I ordered. I opened it up. It was a very nice note from the people at Flag and Anthem. And they said, Evan, you dress horribly. They didn't add that. That made me laugh.
That's what they were thinking.
Maybe they were thinking, we hear you love hoodies. And it was like,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Gorgeous hoodies. And here's the best part. Feel it. How soft does that feel?
Maybe the only time I say this in my life, I'm jealous of something Evan's wearing. That's beautiful.
Thank you. So thank you, Flag and Anthem. But forget about my shirt. I just noticed something. Sean, can you stand up?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I wanted to wear the only Knicks shirt I own for game one.
SNY, if you don't mind, maybe you could freeze frame on his chestal area.
I'll chest it out for you.
And for those in the radio audience, he's got a T-shirt that he's wearing with a tweet on it. And the tweet is from Tommy Lugauer. It says, Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. This would be typical Knicks, never ends. June 23rd, 2022.
Can you read the likes for me as well, Evan?
Yeah, it only had 15 likes.
That's tough.
This is the famous Jalen Brunson isn't that good T-shirt, and Sean whipped it out in honor of Game 1 against the Celtics.
Game 1, and he's king, right? So I just wanted to let everybody know, you know, what Tommy thought of him.
Well, it's good that you're on board and you're representing the Knicks and that you're on our side here, Sean. That's what you're doing. I mean, in a way, that is a
I'm a New Yorker, aren't I?
You're a New Yorker.
I hate Boston, don't I?
As you should. Well, the relationship with New Yorkers and Boston is very, very complicated, which Evan could explain to you. See, I love the Red Sox, but the Red Sox fan hates the Met fan, but I hate the Celtics. I hate the Patriots. So it's this weird kind of dynamic that we have
the city. I feel you, man. I was in that weird relationship, too. Back in the early 2000s and the late 90s, I was a psychotic Yankee hater as a Met fan. I'm not that way anymore, by the way. It all flipped. And Tommy doesn't like the fact that it flipped, but it did. After the Red Sox completed the 3-0 comeback against the Yankees, I started to hate the Red Sox. Yeah. Like, I don't like the Red Sox. I can't stand them.
Why should any of those Boston fans have as many parades? By the way, I did hear from a few people they are considering me for King of New York now. Because I'm one of the great cyclists to ever come out of New York. Got a medal from the five boroughs.
How long did it take you to finish the 35 miles?
3 hours, 15 minutes when subtracting the stops. Yeah, I mean, no big deal. I'm a professional cyclist.
Does that include the Uber that you took to get to the finish line? Because I heard rumblings and a little rumor and innuendo that you might have taken an Uber. You tapped out halfway through.
I did not Uber, but I'm going to forever question how Boomer got to the finish line.
You're questioning him?
Boomer did a great job, great cause. We raised a lot of money for the Boomer Esiason Foundation. We lost Boomer at that starting line. He took off quick.
Right.
Nobody saw him again until slices of pizza were eaten in Staten Island, and he's sitting there, I guess everybody join me.
So you're accusing him of...
A 60-plus-year-old man flies out of the pack and basically wins the whole damn thing? All I'm saying is next year, Boomer, I want a little GoPro on you.
Wow.
Well, Boomer's like Gary Player at the Masters. You know, the tee shot to start everything off, and then you'll meet him in the clubhouse.
That is quite the accusation. Basically, he didn't run the race.
I will never have proof, and I'd like to think, you know, Boomer's a man of honor, but there was something suspicious about a guy that old flying past everybody that quick.
So what do you think he did? Like, bike a mile, pull off, into some kind of limo, and then go to the finish and chill?
Could be.
Is that what you think happened?
I don't think he ever got to the Queensboro Bridge. Let's just leave that there.
Well, very cool. Awesome job, Sean. I'm very proud of you.
Now, just call me King of New York, please.
Let's go to John in Hazlitt, New Jersey. Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to touch on the Knicks. I really think they got a good shot here because I don't really care what they did in the regular season against the Celtics. If you look back at the 2015 New York Mets, they lost all seven games to the Cubs and then swept them in the postseason.
Look, I would agree with you that you can take the regular season and you can wipe it. And I'll give you an NBA comparison because why not? I'll never forget, in 2014, the Nets swept the LeBron Heat in the regular season. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And then what happened when they played in the playoffs?
It didn't matter at all.
They lost in five.
I picked the Nets in five.
Did you? Well, you're an idiot. I didn't pick the Nets in five.
It's the regular season.
So I do agree that you can look at the regular season. You could think about opening night. Or in the positive case, like Tommy said, you could think about the last game they played and they kept it close. It is all thrown out the window. But what you can look at as a blueprint is what happened in the first round series between the Celtics and the Magic. We'll explain why coming up. Plus, we got BT's answer on if we should score errors on 8-year-olds. The series you've been waiting for, the Knicks against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference semifinals.
1 minute ago, the Yankees did announce the gates are scheduled to open on time at 5:30 p.m. tonight for tonight's game. So if you are going to the game, the Yankees have announced the gates are scheduled to open on time.
At least the temperature isn't that bad. Right now it's in the 60s, and I was looking at the hourly forecast. It's going to stick right around there. But there is a lot of rain in the forecast, yeah. So bring a parka? Or what's
poncho.
A poncho. Poncho. Yeah, not a parka.
You're thinking of La Parka, the wrestler back in the day.
No, I'm thinking about an actual parka.
What's a parka?
A parka is for the winter cold weather.
It's like a sweater.
Yeah.
Yes, I got that wrong. Bring a poncho tonight out at Yankee Stadium as they take on the San Diego Padres. Now, on Friday, I was mentioning that my kid was playing a Little League game. I was unable to go to the beginning of it because we got duties. We're on the radio. And there was an app where I was able to follow along, which I thought was awesome. Like, I could see my 8-year-old play baseball, and I could see, well, not see it, but at least follow what's happening. And I noticed that with kids pitching, they called an error on somebody. Now, I don't care about the kid being called for an error, because look, if there's a ground ball right at you and you can't make the play, you know what? You should understand that's an error. But if you're the kid who makes contact against another 8-year-old who probably can't throw a strike, and you put the ball in play, are we really taking a hit away from that kid?
Yes.
Are we doing that?
Yes, because you should learn as a kid that that balls in play lead to good things, but it doesn't mean you got a hit.
Yeah, I don't know.
And now, it shows you why you're hitting. Oh, me on the other side, defense matters.
For me, and maybe I'm new to this because this is the first time my son has turned 8 years old, and it's the first time he's in Little League facing other pitchers. Last year it was coaches and machines and all that kind of crap.
Let me know in 2 years when he turns 8 again, by the way. I want to hear the second time.
Well, I've got another kid turning 8 in a couple of years. So we argued about this, Sean and I, on Friday, but we both agreed that the perfect arbitrator of this debate would be Brandon Tierney. BT works here at WFAN, of course, middays, 10 a.m. right here on The Fan. But he's also a youth coach. He's very involved in the youth baseball. So I did not want to ask him because I didn't want the answer spoiled until we heard it on the air. So we sent on over Paul Rosenberg to go up to BT during one of the commercial breaks and ask him, you know, hey, how did you phrase it, by the way? Is your question in the audio or just Brandon's answer?
Just the answer.
How did you phrase it to him?
Should Little Leaguers be charged with errors?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, midday host and youth baseball extraordinaire, Brandon Tierney.
It's got to be a hit, man. It's got to be a hit. There's and I think the time where that really changes right now is where my son's at, who's 10. Like, you get to 10 and you're playing travel. Kids catch the ball better. Pitchers are better. You know, you got to make the routine play. You can't ignore it anymore. Even if he made contact, even if it was a weak little squib or seven hop or whatever, and the kid just booted at shortstop, 7, 8 years old, give the kid the hit, pump up the confidence, let him get the stats going a little bit. It's a hit.
Thank you, Brandon. And like I said, I didn't know what he said, but I trust him. He's the arbitrator on this subject, so I win, you lose.
No, I think that BT's wrong. He's entitled to his opinion,
Tommy,
but he's wrong.
Tommy, didn't we discuss on Friday, and I just repeated it, that we were going to respect Brandon's answer and accept it as, okay, that's the right answer. Since I'm new to this, you don't have an 8-year-old playing baseball yet. You will, because I know your daughters love the ball with the thing on the tee.
That was the tee ball, and she did not get the concession stand after a throwing error on Saturday. So I'm putting my foot down.
But why are you not respecting Brandon's answer?
Well, I think we've learned this through the years of working with him, Evan, Tiki, myself, and the audience, that Sean is a sore loser and a baby. He doesn't accept losses. And he got a loss here. We established that BT, whatever he said, he was the tiebreaker.
He's the arbitrator.
Yeah.
Why can't I respect his answer but disagree?
Because we all agreed that he was going to be the answer.
His
answer is the right answer.
What is he, the Little League Pope now?
Yes! Actually, around here, he is.
What does that mean?
Well, because you're sort of devaluing his answer by saying, oh, he's entitled to his opinion, but here's why he's wrong.
I hate participation trophies, okay? If you don't finish in first, you should never get an award. You shouldn't get any of that stuff. I think it's ridiculous. I realize what I'm wearing. Forget it.
What? You're wearing
you
a trophy?
You are, in fact, wearing a medal for participating.
Let's just move on. What are we going to do?
A 30-mile bike.
Let's forget that. What are you going to do? A little Celtics?
So let me get this straight.
Celtics? What do you think tonight? We
you
give
are
a serious
degrading participation trophies while wearing a participation trophy.
It's different.
And I'm glad you picked up on it.
And you're 38. You're not 8 years old.
I heard Evan laughing, and I didn't know why, and I looked down. We're just going to, let's do Knicks Celtics. You guys want to make a prediction?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Why don't we should just stay in this one. Do you agree, Evan? We should just stay in this zone right here.
We're not done yet.
We're not feeling very oosy. Let's stick in this.
Good answer, BT.
We're almost done.
Uh-huh.
BT is right. Thank you, Brandon Tierney, for letting us know. And I totally agree with him. Like, once Jet or my kid or your kid is 10 years old, it's different. You know, as you get older, why the hell not?
Yep. I can't even focus anymore.
Oh, one last thing before we get to your calls, because it's sort of related, you know, being PC and not being PC. I bring you back to over the weekend, a Met game, in which Keith Hernandez, and I love you, Keith, he is the best, was confused about using a term that in his mind is no longer acceptable. And we know that here in 2025, there are certain things that you just can't say anymore. Keith wanted to use a baseball term, but wasn't sure if it was acceptable anymore. Take a listen if you missed this over the weekend.
This is a perfect bunt. This is shades of Bud Harrelson, who was a terrific, I know you're not supposed to say it, but it's a, they call it a different term, but in our day it was a drag bunt.
It's a different term. It's not a different term. It's a drag bunt. Like, he thought drag bunt got canceled? He thought you can't say drag bunt anymore?
Drag bunt.
The word drag has multiple meanings. You're allowed to say it.
That one cracked me
up. That's unbelievable.
Now, I get it. There are things that are absurdly banned now. Like, it's not the disabled list anymore. It's the injured list. Someone was actually trying to tell me, and there's no way this is true. I think it was you, Tommy. Tommy was telling me that they banned the suicide squeeze.
There's no way that's
true. Oh, I don't know if they banned it, but I never hear anybody say that. Even in, like, our pools with...
Now they're called knockout pools,
knockout
right.
Or survivor. They used to be called suicide pools back in the day, and we don't use that word anymore.
Well, but in baseball, it's still a suicide squeeze. Mm-hmm. What has it been replaced by then?
The squeeze play?
No, because there's the safety squeeze, and then there's the suicide squeeze. And the reason you don't hear it anymore is because no one executes it anymore.
No, because everybody just views it as the squeeze. That's why.
No, but there are two different kinds of squeezes.
No, I know that, but we've clumped it into one. I can't remember the last time I heard suicide squeeze.
They didn't pick up on that, Rosie, did they?
No, they did not.
No, we'll move on.
What?
I think it was a squeeze joke.
It was not a squeeze joke.
No?
Anyhow, 888-808-1019. Ozzy's in Woodridge. What's up, Ozzy?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Fantastic. What's on your mind?
I think even the Little League Pope BT would admit that Judgy would have had to have been given an error on that drop pop fly. He wouldn't even have given the kid the hit.
So you're
that.
Saying even an 8-year-old would be given an error for the Aaron Judge dropped pop up?
Oh, okay. It's interesting, Oz. Real original.
Well, I think it is. I don't think anyone's ever brought up an 8-year-old error.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In relation to Aaron Judge, so I would actually say it
when
is.
When did we stop talking about the pop-up, by the way?
What pop-up?
The Judge pop-up.
Never.
That lost the World Series for the New York Yankees.
They were down 3-1. They weren't winning the World Series.
When do we stop talking about the Giants Super Bowl wins? I mean, what kind of question is that?
They went down 3-1, Evan.
That doesn't matter.
But they weren't winning the series whether they caught the ball or not.
Ooh, you take that back to Los Angeles, you get in the Dodgers' heads, you probably have a chance.
I'm going to show him how flawed this is.
Hmm.
And I was actually invited the other day to join Terry Collins' podcast. Okay.
Well, good for you.
I love Terry, but I still am pissed off at Terry for keeping Matt Harvey in that game. Now, Terry very well could say to me, Evan, when are you going to get over it? And the answer is the same answer I'm going to give you about the Aaron Judge thing. Never. What do you mean, when am I going to get over it? Like, those moments live in your soul forever. Yeah. So,
but we don't
on.
Talk about Gerrit Cole not covering first base as much. That was more egregious.
I disagree with you.
Ev, you and I both know, and Tommy knows that if Judge didn't drop that Little League pop-up, we'd still be hearing about Luis Castillo.
That's true.
If something happens. Yeah, so, I think you're right.
Like, I don't think
Luis Castillo is still a more famous drop.
I don't think so. I haven't heard about the Luis Castillo drop since Aaron Judge dropped it. Yeah. I think he's right.
What's next week at Yankee Stadium? You're going to hear a ton about it.
I don't think so.
Okay. He just said it was a more infamous, famous drop than the Judge drop in the World Series.
Judge dropping a ball in a lost World Series is not the same as Luis Castillo in the Subway
Series. It's a regular season game in 2009, a year the Mets sucked anyway. Are you kidding me?
If you polled the New York audience and said, close your eyes when you picture a drop pop fly, what do you think of? Of course the answer is Luis Castillo.
Not anymore, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
I think the sarcasm is just dripping from Sean's goatee over there, amongst other things that it looks like dripping from his goatee. The way I would view like this debate on the King of New York thing, and by the way, it always gives me flashbacks of King Henrik being named the King, the guy without a professional crown. He won an amateur crown, and everyone
He won a gold medal.
Yeah, it was amateur. Yeah, Olympics are amateur, isn't it? Is the Olympics considered an amateur tournament?
Not when the NHL athletes are in it.
Stop it. Sean, you're 0-2, man. Wow.
He's struggling today. The big chair makes him struggle. That's usually what happens.
Yeah, he's squirming. Even with that bronze medal that has chocolate inside that he's going to eat after the show.
Wow.
He's squirming like a fish.
It does not have chocolate.
Ozzy with the rare ad lib. Very funny.
From the sweat, it's starting to melt down his Tommy's shirt.
No, it's not. This is a real medal.
Is that what they told you?
Yes, I can.
When you got
feel
it from the ice cream man earlier?
This is the proudest I've ever been in my life at a physical accomplishment. I'm not going to let Ozzy call it a York peppermint patty.
Just for participating, Sean. Just for participating.
No, for finishing in wave one. I finished ahead of like 7,000 people.
I have to admit, you know, sometimes Ozzy's phone calls are duds, and sometimes they're very good. I give him a 9 out of 10. What about you, Tommy?
I would absolutely give him a 9 out of 10, because normally he's reading off of, you know, toilet paper. This one, he was ad-libbing, he was giving shots at Sean. Very fun.
I think that was just designed to put a leash on me and try to take me for a walk, and I didn't like it.
It was very good. Let's go to Mike in Rochester. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Evan, thank you for taking my call. I heard you guys talking about the third overall picks in NFL draft history, and I actually got the list right here. There's actually five guys who are legitimate Hall of Famers. there were third overall picks. You can argue six if you want to say Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer, but there's actually been a lot more bust than there are Hall of Famers. Here are some of the guys that have been third overall picks just since 1990. Bruce Pickens, Garrison Hurst, Heath Shuler, Andre Wadsworth, Achilles Smith, Chris Samuels, Gerard Warren, Joey Harrington, Braylon Edwards, Vince Young, Tyson Jackson, Trent Richardson, Deion Jordan, Dante Fowler Jr., Blake Bortles, Jeff Okuda, Trey Lance, and Sam Darnold, and Solomon Thomas.
And none of them, not one of those guys, was as hyped up as Abdul Carter.
Nah, man.
Abdul Carter's in the Larry Fitzgerald, Barry Sanders.
You got to take a loss on this.
No, I don't.
And the point of this conversation, for those that are just tuning in, is that I don't love Abdul Carter asking for retired numbers, but Sean has said it's basically a lock he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
It's not a lock, but it's a lock that he's not going to be a bust.
Well, it's not a lock. Dude, how many busts do you have to hear about before you realize that the NFL draft is a crapshoot? Yes, he comes into this league with a lot of hype, but he just went through it. I'm looking at the list, too, of guys who were third overall picks.
He will have a Barry Sanders, Larry Fitzgerald type of career.
But, like, even take a guy like Gerald McCoy, who went third overall. No, had a very good career.
But he wasn't as hyped up as that. You guys are also, like,
so he's the most hyped up number third pick in the history of football?
In a long time. Okay. In a long time. Because how many times you get the number three pick and you think that might be the best player in the draft?
You got to cut. You got to pipe down, bro.
Why
and the problem is you're making this anti-Abdul Carter. It's not.
You made it anti-Abdul Carter.
No, I'm not.
You said you were angry at Abdul Carter.
Well, I don't like that he was asking for retired numbers. I'm not rooting for him to be a bust, but you said to me, do you think Abdul Carter is going to be a Hall of Famer? I'm like, how the hell can I say that? He just got drafted. The odds are no. And his list proves it. The odds are no.
So you
could he be a Hall of Famer? I hope he is.
If somebody handed you $5,000 and make the bet, you bet no?
Yes.
I think you're out of your mind.
I'm out of my mind? The odds
with the hype he has?
Sean, a lot of guys have come into the league with hype.
He's not Keely Smith. He's not Vernon Golston.
Rosie, save all of this. And I don't want to use it because
He's the best player of the whole freaking class.
I know. He's amazing. I hope to never use this because I don't want the kid to be a bust. But my God, he's talking like it's the surest thing in the world. You're the reason why people dislike the Giants.
There is a better chance.
It's not Loogie's fault. It's Tiki's fault. Your fault.
I believe this is true. And you guys could all laugh at me, but use some critical thinking. In 20 years, there's a better chance we're uttering him in the same breath as Lawrence Taylor than we are Vernon Golston.
All right, buddy. Whatever you say.
It is whatever I say. And you can hear more thoughts like that on One Giant Step everywhere podcasts are.
We have a double WFAN flashback coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.